Central New York furniture maker Stickley says it's owed millions of dollars from fees the government is not collecting on its international competition. As the Innovation Trail's Ryan Delaney reports, Senator Charles Schumer is calling for better enforcement.
Schumer, a Democrat, visited Stickley Furniture near Syracuse on Wednesday to raise the alarm about the dumping of Chinese-made furniture on the global market. Dumping is the illegal practice of flooding the market by selling a product at a loss, a strategy to drive out competition. Stickley earned $8 million when the tariff was enacted and enforced from 2005 to 2010. Schumer says despite the renewal of those penalty measures, Customs and Border Patrol haven't been enforcing them.
They've let many millions of dollars of fees go uncollected, even though it's the law. It's on the books, but they have to make sure it's furniture from China, and then they level the tariff. And if the Chinese company doesn't pay the tariff, they don't let the furniture in. They're not doing that.
Stickley estimates it's lost out on another $2 million. The furniture company is based in Manlius. It's been making high-end furniture for a century and employs about 900 people at the site. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for WRVO News.